With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, and we're back and we're doing it over the internet. I'm in Edinburgh.
Hello.
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 Hello, mate. Yes, we've got. Yes, so look, we're here. We're doing it over the internet. We're using one of those real-time chat that... Can you hear me?
Is that Richard?
It's recorded. Can you...
Hello? Mum?
Hello? Is it lagging? Stop. This is a shambles. Pod shambles.
Nice.
Hello to you.
Oh, my friend.
Live over the internet.
My friend, over the internet. We're here. We're live.
We're
live from Edinburgh.
I'm live from London still, mate. You've left me behind again.
I know I'm sorry, and I'm sorry it's taken this long for me to get hold of a laptop and actually record something.
I tried to get on the back of the lorry, but you know, this large Polish guy chucked me off the back and said, "No, not again.
not this time." Oh man, how are you?
I'm all right. Nothing's really changed down here. I've got a microphone with a sock on it, which is, you know, novel. What are you? What's it like in Scotland? What do they do up there?
Oh my god, it's like England but better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like the north.
What do they have? Do they have circuses?
They've got circuses. Oh. They've got everything is fried.
No.
Oh man,
including
the women. And when you order a battered sausage, you get two battered sausages.
Oh, shut up.
And that's the standard. So, like, you can't order one battered sausage because they're like, well, like, why? Because you paid for two. And it's like, but it's amazing.
Oh, brilliant.
I've eaten incredibly unhealthily for a week. I've just finished a bacon pitta.
A bacon pitta?
That's
disgusting. That's abhorrent.
I'd create. And I'm sat in my room, which is in Edinburgh Student Halls, in Sheen's accommodation, as it's called.
Lovely.
And hello.
Hello. Yeah. Someone's excited in the background.
Something sexy happening.
Someone got very lucky next door.
Yeah, they heard we're back on the air. And they just couldn't control their vaginas.
Oh my goodness, it's them!
I don't think anyone's ever had that reaction to us. I think people might have been like, "Oh, see, there's a new Pod Shambles up. Well, might listen to that later."
Yeah, might download it.
Yeah,
I won't subscribe.
Fuck, mate.
Yeah. So it's been a while,
A little bit,
and that is entirely my fault. So I apologise for that.
Fuck you.
Edinburgh is very busy and stressful, and it's going well, but it's really nice to actually sit down and do some podcasting.
Well, yeah, I mean it's not the same when we're not in the submarine, is it, really?
No, absolutely. Like it's really weird. I'm genuinely staring at a screen talking to you, which I've never done.
Yeah.
Like, we used to play Warcraft.
I'm going to get a little picture of you up just so I don't feel lonely.
You're going to get what, sorry?
I'm going to get a little picture of you up just so I don't feel lonely.
Oh,
a little reminder.
Is there a video option on this?
I don't know, but I've gone for a picture of you with your dog when you were about 16. looking really youthful.
Oh, wow. Let me find a picture of you. This is weird. I'm sure this is making for great recording.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, hang on. Laurie Havelock.
You remember my name, don't you?
I do remember your name. You have 1,807 photos of you.
Yeah, most of them I took, and they're me in various states of undress.
Cool, right. I'm just looking through pictures of you. There's you as a sort of Mother Teresa beach party person.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's good. There's you on the tube. There's you with half a pair of glasses. Oh, my God, you're standing in a lake. That's pretty cool.
That's the kind of shit I get up to, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to look at that one because it looks like... Yeah, you're genuinely stood in a lake. That's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do at the weekend. I go, I could pop to the pub. I could play a game of Scrabble. Oh, I could go and pop in the lake again.
Stand in a lake.
Yeah. And then most weekends is what I do.
Oh, that's lovely. This is really nice. It's like we've barely spoken on the phone in the past couple of weeks.
I know.
So, like, yeah, it's been mental. Oh, hello. She's back.
Oh, it's so exciting, isn't it?
It's so exciting.
I can hear that they're making the podcast again.
Oh, I hear that Paddy is drinking a Dr. Pepper. That's my favourite.
I hear that Laurie is still wearing his pyjamas.
Still wearing pyjamas. Oh. Are you still in pyjamas?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm kind of rocking a new fashion movement, which is lazy fucker movement. Basically, it's really convenient because it kind of fits in with my lifestyle, I think. Mm. So I just kind of, you know, loosh around wearing stuff I've been wearing for the best part of a week, and it's brilliant.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing jeans and a hat.
Oh, well,
I've gone for the laid back 90s stoner look.
Lovely. Yeah.
But, you know, but on the other hand, I'm alone in a flat, so I'm just sort of quite bored.
Oh, babe.
although I downloaded, you told me about that Game Boy Advance emulator that we could get on Android. I downloaded that, and I downloaded Shining Force Resurrection of Dark Dragon. Oh, my God. It is so, so good. I've been playing that basically nonstop. For the past week or two, like every moment that we get from flyering or press stuff or like just not being on stage, I've sat down and got my phone and been like, oh my God, my hero is so cool.
That is fantastic. Yeah, I'm very jealous.
I've just got the werewolf, Xylo, and he's just the best character. Anyway, so yeah, I think basically to explain what we're going to be doing this week, what we're going to do is
Paddy, what are we going to do? What are we going to do, mate?
I'll tell you what we're going to do, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Can you hear me? Are you there?
I'm in Scunthorpe, mate.
Great. Okay, that's where I need you to be, because what we're doing this week is we're releasing the unreleased, although now released, pilot episode of Pod Shambles.
Before they were famous.
Before they were famous. It's
still true now.
We recorded it about, I don't know, a month or two before releasing the first episode, and it was basically to see if the microphones worked, which it didn't.
So it was nothing.
Yeah, that was using microphone Mark One, which was not strong.
It was. I mean, technically, it was a can with a string leading into the computer. Really.
Just force fed into the USB slot.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that would work.
Hello, computer people. Can you record me for the pod? So there's that. Secondly, we'd never done any kind of recording before, so there are bits where we're a bit like nice,
you know, our professionalism has won through since then, and we never leave any awkward silences at all, do we?
No silences, no talking over each other.
There's none of that.
I see what you did there, you crazy bastard, you. And number three, it's entirely about Pokemon.
Yeah, which is nice, isn't it?
Which is nice. We thought we'd try, like, because it was like sort of a warm-up exercise, wasn't it? And we thought we'd sort of do a quiz, and we ended up doing a Pokemon quiz.
Because everyone loves to know
what kind of Pokemon, and we are, and you'll have to listen to it to find out. I mean, it's very exciting.
I tell you what, mate, they'll have to listen all the way through. Oh, goodness. Oh, it's not the same without you, mate.
I know, it's really weird.
I'm laughing on my own in a room.
Absolutely, and I'm looking at a picture of you in a lake. So, yeah, anyway, let's move on to the pilot. I burped.
I'm not there to stop things like this happening. That's what
I know.
Wrong.
I've drank so much Dr. Pepper. I've drunk so much Dr. Pepper.
Congratulations.
Yes. It's pretty great. But yes, what was I going to say? Pilot, you might even hear in it some sort of, I don't know, like the early rosebuds of things that will later go on to be in jokes.
The budding, I was about to say the beautiful budding breasts of the pod shambles. That is not what we want to...
That's not the idea we want to give off.
No. Okay. No, let's not think about those for a start. It's like the first couple of little... Yeah. Armpit hairs that grow, you know. That's what you'll hear.
Yeah,
effectively.
Yeah, or you know, it's that first tattoo that you get.
We've all got one of those.
We've all got them that you instantly regret, but it is scarred into your wrist. Like it's that kind. It's that, and then you end up going, oh well, I should probably get more, and then you grow, to love them. So what I think this podcast is. It's like a mistake that people have got used to. Wonderful. Okay, well, let's go straight into it. I'm sure you'll have a great time.
I won't. Actually.
I'll see you at the outro, Laurie.
Oh, not if I get there first.
See you there.
Okay, bye, mate.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Rapidash. Oh, Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Snake backwards. It's Ekans.
This is Vermilion.
Vermilion. No one can say the word Vermilion anymore without reminding me of Pokemon Blue. when you get to Vermilion City. And
LT Surge is just chilling out in the gym.
LT. I wonder if that was Lieutenant or Lieutenant Surge, because if it came from Japan, would they pronounce it Lieutenant or Lieutenant?
Oh my goodness, I
think we've stumbled on something.
Let's give a ring to Shigsy, Mr. Miyamoto, and say, here mate,
yeah, hey.
Neo, hey,
these pocket Shiggy monsters,
Shigsy, these little pocket mons,
yeah,
you know, Pikachu's, right?
I saw one. Megaloof.
No, what was he doing?
He was he was buying sunglasses for under a fiver.
He'd been pushed onto him by a very, very, very persistent street performer.
But, and then he got onto the topic of military ranks.
Yeah, I mean Pikachu. He's a very knowledgeable little mouse.
Very knowledgeable mouse. Yeah. He's electric. He's yellow. You know, he's all of them.
He's electric yellow.
He's electric. Yeah, is that a thing?
It is.
I always I think there's a misconstruction that lightning misconception. That's what I'm looking
misconstruction.
For. Misconstruction.
I went to see Misconstruction last night.
Oh no!
For a round of cribbage. She was awfully rude.
Oh god!
When I
shat in the soup
again, I double bluffed her Ferris wheel. Don't know the rules of cribbage.
I don't know.
Who
what
knows
cribbage
the
is?
Rule of cribbage? It's a game. I'm led to believe it's got little pegs and a board.
Isn't that Peggle?
No.
It's Peggle.
Peggle is Peggle.
Or Bagatelle.
Bagatelle's wonderful.
Bagatelle's the one with the like a pinball machine, isn't it? But it's not.
I thought it was like a little bag, right, you had. And inside it were kind of little buzzwords. And if you picked out a word, you just had to tell someone about that word. So it'd say, you know, Shropshire. And you go into the bag and you pick out Shropshire. And then you go, everyone would chant, as, you know, they did in our youth, Bagatelle, Bagatelle! Tell what's in the bag. And you'd have to, you know, speak about Shropshire for 20 minutes.
Are you talking about, like, just a minute, Crossword Trivial Pursuit?
Bagatelle.
Bag of shell.
Bag of tell.
Sam for Bagatelle.
Okay, Paddy, I've got a new stint of conversation for you.
Okay.
We're going to play the What Pokemon Are You quiz.
Okay.
Okay, this is an expert quiz.
From quizfarm.com.
they plant tiny quizzes in rows and they raise them to be fully fledged quizzes to be consumed by the general public.
Yeah, they begin as having very loose answers that don't really lead you anywhere.
In a quiz sandwich.
Okay.
A quiz.
A quiz witch.
Quiz witch. Okay, Paddy, let's go. Okay, so you have the option to disagree or agree.
Is
Okay,
so it's in the middle. It's the shrug option.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, you don't notice things directly. Now, I'm not sure what that means. Can you notice something indirectly? Can
you go like peripheral?
Peripheral. No, you'd be still like but then noticing again, that's peripheral. It directly. I mean, like, if you notice something indirectly, it's going, oh, the, I don't know, it's got colder. Oh, I noticed that Dick Cheney's in the Granite Park. I don't know.
Well, it's, okay.
Like, it's like an unrelated observation. You don't notice things directly.
Well, I do know. Surely. Okay, yeah, I disagree. I
disagree.
Don't.
Okay.
I'm quite.
That's question one out of about 80.
Okay,
so
I'm quite unobservant sometimes. But also, if I don't know, if you're in that sort of mood where you're sort of, you're walking around and you're wearing your headphones and you for some reason feel sort of singled out in your own little head, you're like, oh, this stuff is going on. Like, then no, I'm very observant, but only of things that indirectly don't matter.
Right.
So like, I'll be able to tell you, how many HMVs I walked past on my way from
okay,
here to here.
But you have
probably
no idea
one.
If you killed anyone on the way over. I mean,
no,
that,
I won't
those
be able
kind
to
of
say,
facts would have slipped past
you know,
you.
Did I see, you know, did I see the moon?
Because that's far more relevant.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, I don't know what you're trying to say. You're just saying that you notice really banal stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I'm observant in a banal way, so I don't notice things directly.
Wonderful. Okay. So we've come to the conclusion that you disagree. With
I disagree. Okay.
Question two.
Yeah.
You have a short fuse. Again, you don't have one physically.
I don't have a short. It's very difficult to anger me.
I mean, you know, if I told you, you know, you're really shit enough times in a day, I think you're just awful. If I compared you,
I'd probably have to have a sleep.
If you were just to get over.
I'd get tired. As opposed to angry. Disagree. I have a long fuse.
You adapt to situations quickly. This is like a self. This is going to tell you are a strong, independent woman at the end of this, isn't it? It's not going to tell you you're a bloody Pikachu.
Okay, I adapt to situations quickly. I think I do. I think yes.
Okay.
Yes, I
this
do.
This is your answer. I'm not going to intrude, okay, by disagreeing with you.
Okay.
You're one of a kind. Aww.
That's quite sweet. I don't know. I mean, I have siblings. Does that negate this question?
Well,
if you're one of a kind, you've either got to go the way of saying, well, everyone's one of a kind, or saying, well, we're all part of a greater thing.
Oh,
and I got a bit deep almost.
Wow.
Let's shrug. I'm going to go with shrug because I don't want to go into the realms of.
You like to mimic people. Now, I think
I do.
Answering yes to that question will make you a ditto. Whether you want to be one or not,
yeah.
But you do like to mimic.
Okay.
Who's
like
your favourite thing, person, mineral to mimic?
Yeah. To mimic.
I like to. Nothing more. When I come home in the evening, just to pretend to be a lump of quartz.
Oh, I love being calcium.
Calcium, really?
A little bit chalky.
Oh.
I don't know. My favourite thing to mimic. I don't know. I like doing impressions of people. I don't. Like, is that mimicking or is that caricaturing? I keep on questioning myself. This is we're at question five, and I'm already tearing apart my whole.
I think your psyche is going to be very dangerous.
I'm going to be a gibbering mess.
If it comes back and tells you you're a caterpie, I don't know if you're going to be able to take.
I'm going to be quite upset. I hope I'm something fucking great.
Nah, you're going to be a fucking caterpie.
I'm going to be a weedle. What were those? What were the like?
A weedle.
What were the two real shit ones that were like? They were the cocoons.
Yeah, not a weedle.
It was
Kakuna.
Kakuna. And
Jerry Kakuna.
Jerry Kakuna.
And Metapod.
Metapod. He was the green one, wasn't he?
He was a pod of meta.
He always looked
He was
tired.
So bloody meta. All the time, it was like, what even is this? We're in a game, man. What are the rules of the game?
I'm a cocoon with eyes.
But I'm a meta cocoon. What does this cocoon even mean?
Oh, man.
Could it be a physical, you know... cocoon.
I don't know. I'm going to agree that I mimic people. That's
okay.
Just.
You don't like to take on popple smaller than you.
Popple?
Popple.
Popple.
Popple. You don't like to take on popple smaller than you.
Oh, okay, popple. Popple. Well, I don't take on. people.
I mean, you do love a Barney.
Is it a fight?
You love a fight. I think it is.
Well, I don't.
So if you were a Pikachu mon, would you specifically target the little weak ones, or would you, you know?
No, I think that I guess that height you don't discriminate against height in a fight.
Well,
because
if you were going to fight anyone, you'd fight a dwarf, surely.
Well, no.
Or a child.
No, because as we know from Soul Calibur 4, Yoda is the most difficult to hit.
Yeah, but he's fucking Yoda. I mean, not every midget has got the power of the Force.
And there was Khan in Tekken 2. Gon? Khan? He was the little... he looked like a Digimon. And he was like... Was his name Kong?
But he's like a monster, though, isn't he? He's not a dwarf.
No.
Okay. He went down and hit Ronnie Barker.
I don't actively start fights with people smaller than me, so okay. I agree. I don't take
on... Oh, you do not take on Popo smaller than you. Okay, question 7. You look like an egg. I'm going to say that's probably a no.
I don't look like an egg.
No. I mean, do you think many people would answer yes to that?
I don't know. It depends.
Just throughout, oh, he's got me in one. I look just like a bloody egg.
If you were bald, people sometimes say you look like an egg.
Yeah, but you've still got a body. I mean, if you look like an egg, you're literally just a small pointy sphere. I mean, that's...
It would be really,
it's quite that, a specific
you put it
question.
That way, it'd be really sad to look like an egg.
Oh, I'm just an egg. I mean, it would involve you being a quadruple amputee and then your body being kind of shaped into an overall sphere. So you'd have to be really obese and then a quadruple amputee.
But also you'd have to... And also, I don't know, you'd be like pushed and you'd sort of roll, but really erratically.
And one end of you would be really strong, but if you tapped yourself on the bottom with a spoon, then it's all over.
I don't look like an egg.
You don't look like an egg. Disagree. You look closely at your opponents and start to use their moves. A guide to themselves.
Are you reading out all the spelling mistakes? Is that what's...
Yes. This is not my...
Start to use their moves. A guide to themselves.
Ah, I've used my move. A guide to myself.
I did Aikido for a bit. Okay. And that's all about that.
I don't know if that... Should I say well done?
No.
I'm
that's
really
all
sorry
about,
to hear.
It's basically the martial art for people who aren't strong enough to do a real, a real hardcore one.
Martial arts for people who are just a bit shit.
Exactly. And it's using their
Is it using, Google Maps to find a good escape route? And,
Yeah, it's sort of... It teaches you, how to distract people with combs. And
look at this comb.
Look, it's got such a fine waft on it. Look at it. Oh, you get all your tiny hairs. And then they're on the floor.
And they're done. That's it.
I do use their moves against themselves.
Against themselves. Number 9. You are huge. There's not even a question. It's just a full stop. You are huge.
I'm tall, but I'm not strong.
Is that a moo?
I guess that's in the middle. No, but huge implies bulk, surely.
Yeah, you're a little... You're a waif.
I'm 6 foot two. You're 6 foot two as well, aren't you?
I am. No, just a bit shorter than
same
you.
Height. I but I don't think either of us characterise as huge. So no. I
think you've got to approach. I mean, huge is the realm of Brian Blessage.
Yeah. Okay. Blessage.
Brian Blessage.
Okay. I'm going to disagree.
If it was Brian Blessage, he'd be far more. I think he'd be far less huge. Welcome to Brian Blessage's. Blessage reads out your messages.
He's more sort of rambunctious.
Great word.
Good word.
Wonderful. Good word. You love to, capital F, fight.
No. Can't
but
deal with it.
You dismissed that very quickly and you haven't even heard my explanation. Okay. Fight with a capital F is not just like, a little bit of fight. It's a fight. That's when it's going down. That is when you've prearranged a time. I mean, a duel is a fight with a capital F.
I would like to duel.
Jimmy Nesbitt fighting Angry Pete in the wrestling competition final bout time is a fight.
Okay. I don't love to fight.
Okay, so that's still a no.
That's still a no, regardless of your wonderful explanation. I like to sleep.
I'm going to say...
I'm sorry, I skipped ahead here. Yes.
I mean, let's go. You are strong.
No, I wouldn't say so.
I mean, you could be. I mean, you've got integrity. You've got,
I've got stamina.
Mental fortitude. What does that mean?
Well...
To do what? I mean, running?
I can lift something that I can just about lift for quite a long time.
You can lift something very small
for a while.
Exceptionally long time. If that was your superpower, how pissed off would you be? It's the fact that you never get tired, but you're just you. you can't do anything. Like, and you're permanently stuck at being a slightly weedy. So, like, you like could constantly turtle. You could constantly do very menial stuff. Like a turtle, no. No, because they get tired. Turtles get shagged out very easily.
Tortoise and the hare.
That's a myth.
Tortoise can keep going. It's not a myth.
It is. It's never
happened. It's a fable.
That's never happened. I mean, just purely for the reason that a tortoise and a hare are completely incapable of exchanging communication.
Alongside that they live in very different climates.
Yeah, well, exactly. The tortoise would be all right. And the hare would be all hairy.
You were about to make the same noise, weren't
yeah.
you?
maybe they could then. They both communicate with...
But they don't need to... They don't need to communicate to race.
Although, when a tortoise gets it on, it makes a very extraordinary noise, which is like... you know?
That's awful.
So, yeah. I mean, there must be something...
Where did this come from? Am I a hare? Is that the question? Am I a hare or a tortoise?
You like to... No, you're strong.
Oh, okay.
use it like a tortoise.
I would disagree.
Okay, disagree.
I would disagree. I'm not.
We're on trash question 30.
Right, this is the unlucky question.
You are very cute.
Too tall to be cute. No, I'm
cutie.
Maybe if I was in some kind of.
If I put you in a bonnet, you'd be quite cute.
Oh, yeah, I think anyone would be cute in a bonnet.
No, I think I'd be quite terrifying in a bonnet.
Yeah, actually, okay, I retract my statement. I am very cute. No.
Okay. You play with mental powers. Does that mean, like, powers of the mind or just, like, mental power? That power is so bloody mental. You have the power to determine how long something is just by looking at it for 5 minutes.
That's not a power.
It's mental, though.
It's deduction.
I don't think it is.
Hang on, have I confused something?
It's the sure.
Also, the way you phrased it, you play with mental powers. You don't. You can't play.
You play.
It's not playing. Like, it's not like you utilize or you know.
You play with mental
you
powers.
You are at one with your own.
So you do maths, but you do it in a jocular manner. Is that what I'm saying?
I like playing with it.
Oh, I love to. I love to just swap the operators.
With mental powers. Yeah, okay. Let's do it. I enjoy.
Okay.
A Sudoku.
Question 15. You like. Dogs, capital D. I don't think that means, you know, our four-legged furry things. I think that means people called dog. You like
yes.
dogs. Like Dog Anyone... the Bounty Hunter. You know.
Are there any other people called dog?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You know.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
Snoop Doggy Dog, his...
He's got two dogs.
Friend.
I like dogs.
You like dogs.
On both sides of the scale.
16. You like to eat.
Everyone does.
I mean, you tend to die if you don't. Don't you?
Can you actively dislike eating? Why?
Definitely.
All my answers are
I don't
more
know.
Questions.
I know.
I do like to eat.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
17. You think you rule the world? If you do, I'm going to suggest you're pretty misguided right now.
Mm.
If anyone answers yes to that question, I'm actually taking it in a very metaphorical sense. But I mean, this is a Pokemon quiz. We want hard, cold facts, not idle conjecture.
But no, hang on. But does any Pokemon? Think they rule the world.
Oh, is that little Pidgey's quite. He's got a severe complex.
Yeah, there's some kind of like little Raticate.
I rule the world.
Plotting his revenge. Oh, no.
Raticate's northern.
And I said he was little.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm little Raticate, but secretly I'm the king. I evolved from a smaller purple version of myself. Ratatatat. I've got a gat. I'm not a cat, but I look good in a hat.
I've never been to Montserrat,
but I own a salmon bat.
A bat for salmon?
Yeah. Have you never gone salmon batting?
Bat for salmon? I don't know, but I'd love to be...
batting for salmon, like canning for gold.
Yeah. Marjorie, I'm popping out.
You're a Lego man.
I've got my salmon, but I'm gonna bat for salmon. I'll be back before tea. Don't worry.
You do bat a salmon.
I don't think. I mean, actually, a grizzly bear might bat.
Well, no, you when you catch a fish, you bat it, don't you? You hit
well,
it. You hit its head against
something. Barbaric. Yeah.
Well, surely if you're.
No, I prefer to give fish a lethal injection. Actually,
you carry around a little syringe of fresh water.
I go shh. Night, sweet prince. And they slowly inject heroin into him. That way, right, I've got a fish for dinner.
Yeah.
and I cook it, all the heroin bubbles up. I get fucking stoned on heroin.
If it was a herring.
Ah, oh, pickled heroin herring.
Yeah, and it had been brought to you by a heron.
Heron?
And Herod had said, this is fine.
Herod. Oh, so it was a Herod heron. Heroin herring.
Herod's herring. And the heroin heron.
Oh, and I was a heroin. And it was delivered to me by a busty heroin.
It sounds like a cautionary tale.
So Herod's heroin delivered the heron's heroin herring.
Okay. What was the question?
You think you rule the world?
Absolutely not.
You like sweets?
Love sweets.
Okay, that's easy. Just,
yeah, I'm
what's your favourite sweet? Well, actually, what's your least favourite sweet?
My least favourite sweet?
Yeah, because there are some stinkers out there.
Okay.
Some pretty bad sweets.
I'm trying to think of what I've eaten. Okay, those... I'm not a big fan of... Okay, this is going into chocolate bar territory already. Okay. Buenos. Never liked them.
Ah, bueno. But they're so bueno.
I've never liked hazelnut, kind of. I never, you know...
Is that a sweet? I mean, I call that a confectionery product.
Well, okay, all right, if we're talking just sweets.
A hazelnut-based crunchy chocolate.
Watermelon Mentos.
Oh, gosh, that's very specific.
Yeah, no, I was eating a pack of Mentos on the way here, and, like... Yeah. Pack called Rainbow, where all the flavours are arranged, and it tells you on the packet where they are.
Oh, I like
so
that.
You get, like, two apple, two orange, two, all this kind of thing. Okay. And right in the middle is watermelon. A
couple of watermelons hanging out.
So it's the most difficult to get to.
So what, you would think that it'd be the best one?
Exactly, but it's always the worst. So I always end up with like two watermelon Mentos.
Maybe they're just trying to, I don't know, maybe they assume that you won't be so greedy to get all the way through the whole tube at once.
Yeah, you're going to get through it eventually.
Well, I don't know. I tend to leave it hanging around.
Well, yeah, I just think watermelon Mentos, I think, are a real disappointment.
Maybe just, okay. So, sweets, yes.
I do like sweets. Sans watermelon.
Okay, number 19. I'm going to hazard a guess. The answer to this is a no.
Okay.
You like to eat rocks most. I don't know if that means, like, if there's a word missing there. You like to eat rocks most, I don't know, weekends. Or if it's, like, you like to eat rocks most of your friends.
Mm.
Or you like to eat rocks most compared with, you know, any other significantly dense material that you would find in the ground. I mean, I'd rather eat rocks than like metal, I think. Or like magma.
I like to eat the most.
Or like a tree. No, I'd rather eat a tree than rocks, I think.
Well, the answer is no.
Yeah, I think you're right.
In comparison to everything.
Number 20. You are bad in maths. You are really naughty in maths.
You're bad in maths.
You are bad in maths. I think it means you're bad at maths, but we're gonna keep the original phrasing.
And you're poor from grammar.
You're really naughty in maths.
Okay, I'm good at maths.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
I'm not bad in maths.
Okay.
But not bad as in shrug, not bad as in no. I am not bad in maths. Oh god.
It's gone. I don't know what
it's gone.
Okay. God, it's still going.
God, there's a lot of them.
21, you like to scare people.
Yes.
What? Everyone... When? You never scared me.
I'm quite a terrorsome fellow.
You're a bit too affable, really. You're a bit too nice.
Affable.
As soon as I look in your... If you came out, like, dressed in nothing but a sock and wielding a halberd, I wouldn't be scared because I'd look into your eyes and see there's no hate there. There's just kind of mild lunacy.
Pleasant amicability.
Yes.
I enjoy scaring people when I do it.
Okay.
But I don't actively go out.
I mean, to be honest, but this is your quiz, not mine. So, you know, answer for what's in your heart.
Okay. Put me down as a maybe.
A my boy.
A my boy.
A my boy. Okay.
A my boy.
You suck at romance. Oh, you suck. That's, I mean, if someone ever told you that, it's quite a weirdly specific thing to say. If your girlfriend were like, oh, darling, you really suck at romance. It's kind of quite, that just means what? So I can't deliver, you know, a stirring song from the roof of a car with a boombox all over my head.
I think I'm good at extravagant romance. I'm poor at everyday romance.
Okay.
So I'm...
Clip your toenails in front of your missus.
That's,
you know,
nothing to do with romance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's an example of poor romance.
Oh, right. Okay. No, I'm saying like I can't do the whole like, I don't know, I'm really bad at like remembering to bring people flowers, or
it's last time you bought me,
you know, going, oh, I've already made you dinner and you're just home from work. That's sort of day-to-day romance. I'm shit at that. But in extravagant romance, I'm good at being like, where are you? India? So am I. I'm like, I can do that.
When does that ever happen?
I've never been, but I would. I went to Norwich once.
Yeah, to surprise someone.
I did.
At the paper store.
No, I surprised
them. Staples, wasn't it?
I surprised them at a travel lodge, which sounds seedier.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Really, that sounds like Alan Partridge territory. In fact, I did travel lodge in Norwich.
I went to a travel lodge in Norwich.
To surprise, that sounds really
to surprise someone, and I called them when I was outside, and I said, I don't know, I scared them.
The travel lodge.
Because no, I said, oh, what are you up to? And they said, oh, I'm just hanging out at the travel lodge. And I said, I think
no
you should...
one hangs out at a travel lodge.
I said, I think you should go outside. And they said, why? And I said, because I've got something really important to tell you, and I think you're going to want to be smoking. And they were like, oh. So then they thought I was breaking up with them.
Oh, no.
And it got really dark. And then they came outside and I was like, surprise. But it already kind of been besmirched by the horrible leading into it.
And the fact that you were there probably didn't. They were like, well, you're definitely going to break up with me if you come all the way to talk to me.
Yeah. It kind of backfired. So, yeah, I guess
so that's a happy memory to share.
That means I'm good at initiating large scale romance, but not following it through.
Okay, so you suck at romance is probably mildly
true.
Accurate. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry to tell you that. I mean, suck, at least there's room for it. I mean, if you suck at something, it's just kind of saying, you know, just put a bit more effort in. It's not saying you categorically are awful.
Mm.
So chin up, mate.
All right.
One day. Pokemon quiz has got time for everyone.
Does it, though? I bet we're going to get to the end of this and it's going to be like, want to see your response? Just log in and it'll turn out we have to like do a survey.
If it does that, I'm going to make a very angry phone call.
You're just going to shit.
Oh, I'm going to shit in the can. Pop it in the post. I'm going to put a little tag on it that says, ah, bet you didn't see this coming.
You shit.
And then that'll be it.
All right.
Question 23. You're pretty slow.
I am quite slow.
These aren't so much questions.
They're just statements with asking me whether I think that of myself.
And also, you know, if you're agreeing with you are pretty slow, I mean, oh, I'm getting very good. Are you or not?
I'm quite slow. What, in terms of speed or mental thought? I'm always late.
Yeah.
Because I amble. I can run relatively quickly.
I've got an amble.
And I like thinking quickly.
An amble form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I find it very difficult to come to decisions. So let's say I am pretty slow.
Okay, good. You like the colour green?
Yes. I don't know. I don't have anything.
You know, I've got no problem with it.
No.
If you saw a green dog, what would you think?
I don't know. I'd feel sorry for it.
Oh, sounds like you don't like green, mate.
I agree. I like green.
If you saw a green person, what would you do?
Well, you wouldn't point it out. Oh. They're probably green for a reason.
You'd tell people, though, wouldn't you? I saw someone who's entirely green.
I probably would tell
them. I'm not even saying like slightly green, a little bit sick.
Like bright green.
I'm talking like, you know.
Lime.
As if they'd been coated.
In green.
In green. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought.
Lurid green.
I think I would like it. I like green.
Okay.
I like green, and I like greens.
Greens, cool. Number 25, you look stoned every second of the day.
No.
I'd hope not. I mean, disgusting conduct. Nigga, ending that.
You look stoned.
It's quite specific again.
So what is that sort of just... I look tired a lot, but I don't think that that constitutes looking stoned.
Yeah. Terrible.
No,
terrible
let's disagree.
Okay. You, Beleev in the afterlife, is what I believe.
For the purposes of us not getting into
a
religious
territory.
Debate, I'm gonna shrug.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna take the agnostics way
That's
out.
That's truthful, okay.
I think Pokemon shouldn't be tackling that.
Well, wow.
Well, they tackled like the last game, Pokemon White and Black, racial already.
Yeah.
Division.
I mean, every Pokemon game is about race.
It's about two sides. And I think that's a bit odd. No, but there's colours. Apparently, I haven't actually played Pokemon White or Black, but they apparently it gets really political, and it's actually about like that there's this like eco team who are trying to stop people catching Pokemon.
Oh yeah, no, I've played
and
it.
You
I'm
have
sorry,
to you have to like
confused.
stop them succeeding. And at the end of the day, isn't it a bit like oh?
That's kind of the point at the end of it. They make is that they're actually doing quite a good thing. But
like morally grey Pokemon.
But that's why it's called.
Oh, that's why
it's called Black and White.
Makes grey.
Moral gravy.
Grey's Anatomy.
So, but I mean, the thing is, they're bad because their leader has got a stupid name and has a monocle and is really big and is also like the last boss of the game. He's got Pokemons.
Well, surely that's completely hypocritical.
Yeah, but maybe they're freedom Pokemons. I don't know. Pokemons.
Freedom Pokemons.
Okay, number 27. Let's get off of that
one. Let's
leave. That's a high horse. We need to dismount.
I'm going to do three questions really quickly. Just
okay, you like foxes?
I love them.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, fine. You like Godzilla?
He's yes.
She? It's a she Godzilla. Have you never seen the Jeff? Oh, Jeff Goldblum is even in it.
Jamiroquai did the soundtrack.
I'm just assuming that Jeff Goldblum's in any kind of vaguely dinosaur-related disaster film, giving his kind of typical.
He's not a dinosaur, Laurie.
Oh, but he acts like one.
I like Godzilla.
Do you like Jeff Goldblum's Godzilla?
Yes.
Featuring Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Okay. You like to be, you like to pet or be petted?
Yes. That was horrible. yes.
Okay. You like deserts. I thought it said desserts.
Is it a spelling mistake?
We've got to take it into account.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, so number
one. Of course
one,
I like desserts. Everyone likes desserts. Two. Desserts.
Do you like just desserts? Do you like it when you're served with a slightly cold plate of just desserts?
Do I like vengeance?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But is it deserts, though?
It is.
Because if it's deserts, I don't think I've ever been.
You've never been to a desert?
We're going
to
shrug.
You've never been to the Wiltshire Desert?
Is there a desert in Wiltshire?
Yeah.
You're lying.
No. It's got the very microclimate. I mean, it is restricted to a single sand pit. In a back garden.
Is there a desert in Tunisia? I've been to Tunisia.
I've
Kenya. Been to Kenya. I'm pointing.
Yeah. There are lions.
There must
in
be
Kenya.
A desert there. Must and I'm be. Sure I loved it.
Okay.
But also, that's like saying, you know, I like the barren landscape in which, you know, most things can't live.
Oh, but the ones that can are magnificently adapted.
Cactuses.
They've got little water. Every animal that lives in the desert has got like a little water catching hat on. But have you never seen them? It's like a little upside down umbrella. Whenever it rains, they just let all the water in. And then they've got like a little packed little thing of water. So when it gets a bit dry and dusty, they just have a little, let's have a go.
In that case, yes, I love deserts.
Home of tiny umbrella heads. You like small and fast.
Small and fast? I like small and fast.
You've never been small to see fast? Small and fast in concerts?
One
of them is incredibly tiny, and the other one, very, very quick. And they perform rhythm and blues. And small plays the double bass, ironically.
Oh.
And fast plays the keys, and all too often it leads to an awful lot of problems.
Okay.
Because fast goes too fast, and small is too small.
I disagree then. I think that was a match made in hell.
Terrible. You are very silent.
No.
Obviously, in the past half a fucking hour.
Well, you've just agreed.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
I'm not silent.
I don't want to skew the Pokemon's result. You are spiritual.
No, not particularly.
So, I mean, like, you know, and I only use the word in a typically, you know, in this phrase, but does it mean like Negro spiritual? Are you swing low, sweet chariot? You are
gospel.
Gospel.
Am I gospel? No.
Are you Queen Latifah?
I don't really go for all of that, you know. Oh, I'm taking a class and making myself better. It's like, well, okay. Fuck you.
That's not going to help them on their road to self-improvement, is it, Paddy?
I think
be more supporting.
I don't know. I find it a bit odd when people are...
Let's go for no.
That's fine. It's quite
amazing. You have hidden abilities.
Well, the very nature of a hidden ability is that you don't know about it.
Well, you might hide it from other people. You might be really bloody great at sewing.
But don't
tell
anyone.
In order to preserve your machismo, you'll keep it hidden.
I'm a relatively okay salsa dancer.
Really? Well, see, that is very hidden. I didn't know that. wow.
Yeah.
A whole new light for Paddy.
Yeah.
You've got a little frilly shirt.
But I never do it.
Why? Well, I don't like dancing.
That's the thing. I'm just quite good at salsa from when I was younger.
That's quite strange.
So, yeah, that's my hidden ability. I agree. Okay. I have hidden salsa talent.
So your hidden Pokemon attack would be salsa dance.
Yeah, like mesmerize.
Just confuse your opponent.
Wiggle.
Woggle.
Wiggle woggle. That would be my little...
Wigwogs.
Mr. Trick there.
You like to just explode in anger.
No.
Never. You've never exploded. Well,
I bet that's not. Are you Voltorb?
Are you Rumpelstiltskin?
Oh yeah.
Little gnomey man exploding. You like fur with a capital F.
Fur. I like fur.
Do you like fur?
I do like fur. Fur is soft.
Fur is soft. Great. Kind of out of the way. You like to be in hot places. With the little
yes.
Desert creatures. Okay. Ah, oh, you purr loudly when you are being scritched.
Scritched?
Who has ever been scritched in their life?
I purr loudly when I'm being scritched.
Yeah, I'm going to scritch you.
No.
That sounds... What is scritching?
No, I don't scritch.
Who has ever scritched? I think scritching... Right, okay, here's my... Scritching is the motion with which a chimney sweep ascends a chimney. They just go, and they kind of like, they have to kind of like, it's a combination of like scrabbling and like hoisting and like using their elbows as kind of leverage.
Like a sort of Splinter Cell style clamber.
I mean, yeah, I doubt Sam, what's his face, has ever been, Sam Fisher has ever been in a chimney.
I bet he has.
There aren't many chimneys in America, are there?
He's an assassin.
Oh, yeah, but the chimneys are, you know, he's never been down a chimney pot, has he?
I bet he has. You type in Sam Fisher's chimney.
I'm not doing that.
Don't do that. No. I don't.
Very tricky territory.
I don't.
Sam Fisher pays a visit to a lady and visits her chimney with his night vision goggles on.
Purring loudly.
Do you
purr? I don't purr loudly while scritched.
You've never been scritched by Sam Fisher.
I've never been scritched by Fisher.
Scritch fish. Fish scritch.
I'm sorry. Can I just say, pause.
Pause.
There's a hall of fame on this website.
Okay.
Of the people who seem to have done the most quizzes by points.
Who are you looking at? You're looking at Juan Pablo Gothic.
Because Juan Pablo Gothic is in the lead with almost 4.5 million
points. My name is Juan
points.
Pablo, and I come from a dude, but I'm also very Gothic.
He is 2 million ahead of George Carter, who's got 2.5 million. That guy must have done so many quizzes.
How many quizzes do you think there are?
Oh, I don't know.
In the world. Should we count them now?
Oh, God, no.
See what's been there. Family fortunes.
Catchphrase.
Millionaire.
Millionaire.
20 questions.
Slumdog billionaire.
Slumdog billionaire.
Millionaire's shortbread. One in a million. No, was it one in a million? No, it was two in a million. S-Cop 7 release. We are two in a million. We've got all the love.
Yes, just now. Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby. Babies.
Prices. Bruce Force says Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Quiz. Gandalf the Grey Quizzard.
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 Wizard the Band.
Yeah. and the Green Mile.
And the Green Mile. That's 14
famously
quizzes.
14 quizzes.
14 quizzes.
Okay.
So, he must have done all of them pretty well.
Yeah.
Number 40, you approve cloning.
I approve, as in I give my permission.
Koenig, approved by Paddy. What was that noise?
It's my stamp.
It's a very
approve.
It's a very kind of. It sounds more like a kind of. It's a noise, mate. Mine goes. That's what my stamp that does.
Mine's more like a.
Mine's more like a.
You kind of rub it.
I just lick it. Okay.
Little tongue print.
My seal of approval. Do you approve cloning?
No, I've never been asked to approve it. Oh, but actually, I don't have anything. I think that cloning is. Well, this is already getting into moral.
Wow.
Or I think
flip.
I think all that kind of stuff is something that should be investigated. And I'm
by
glad
a private detective.
I'm glad that
Sherlock Holmes should get on the case.
I'm glad that it is being
Inspector Reeves.
I'm glad that someone's checking it out and going, well, we can clone things. Let's see what happens. Opposed to going.
But then there's Full Metal Alchemist, Paddy. And it's making little dog girl chimeras.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Is that cloning?
I'm going to say no.
Isn't cloning replicating Dolly the sheep?
Nathan!
Oh, yeah. Get your head blown up by a man with tattoos. It's quite an obscure reference.
Yeah.
I shrug to cloning.
I shrug at you, cloning. 41, you are weak, but pretend to be the best.
No.
If anyone does that, they're very misguided.
Mm.
Oh, you don't like water. I'd suggest you do, it being fairly integral to living.
I do like water. Plus, I mean, the original reason for me coming over today was so I could shower.
Yes.
Because
still haven't
there done. Is a distinct lack of water at my current abode.
And that is not something you like.
It's not something I like. I do like water, so I disagree. I don't like water. Yeah.
You like to make things explode. Or pop. I would suggest there's quite a big difference between exploding and popping. Popping's quite gentle.
Yeah,
like you can pop. I mean, that might be. I like to pop zits. Mm. I like to pop out every.
You don't
often.
Explode a zit.
I don't explode out every
then
day.
You
I tell
pop
you that.
A balloon, but then how big does a balloon have
but
to
you
be?
Explode a balloon.
I think if
a
you
filled it
big
with
enough,
like nitrous, you'd explode it.
Hydrogen.
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 Yeah.
I do like to make things explode or pop.
Okay. What about, do you like to make something on a page really pop?
Oh, what, make it wow?
Like a headline.
Make it Shazam.
Shazam. Do you like to make it? Did you know that's what, Vajazzle is for? It's to make someone's vagina pop. Do you know that's what's going through the head? Ah, oh, this vagina's just got to sing to someone. It's just got to scream their name or something. It's got to go, I'm a vagina and I'm bloody proud to be one. Look at me now.
That's not popping.
Look at my flaps. That's popping.
That's not popping. Okay. That's wiggling.
That's a vagina monologue right there. Flapping.
Ooh. No, a lot of people. Okay. I like things exploding.
Question 44. You know a lot of people don't like you. You know a lot. He's my friend.
A lot of.
He's my friend from down the road. A lot. Me and him, we went out. He's from, like, Poland. But a lot's a nice guy. But a lot... Up people don't like you. Up people don't like you.
Oh.
So you like you know a lot.
Mm.
Up people don't like you.
So I'm gonna shrug.
Yeah.
Because this leads on to something that's like different.
Do you know a lot?
I'm not actively offensive as a person. But do you remember on Facebook a couple of years ago?
Shut up.
They had that thing called Honesty Box. Do you remember Honesty Box?
No.
Where you could say things about people. In their honesty Ooh. Box, and like it was quite dark. You could say whatever you want. And they
was
well, so
like an anonymous messaging.
Anonymous messaging.
I think you've got awful hair.
Yes, and what like so normally it was used for sort of 14 to 16 year olds to say.
I fancy.
I think you've got a nice back. and to talk about their back.
That is shapely. Back.
It's very shapely. But like I got. I remember getting one. I'd say an A4 page of offence. And it wasn't like standardised offence. It was like someone who definitely knew me quite well.
Who?
And I don't
Who?
Know. And like it was
I'm trying to look very innocent because it certainly wasn't me.
It was before the time of like having proper ex-girlfriends who would
Before the time of ex-girlfriends.
In a galaxy.
Far around the corner.
And so I don't know who could have done it, but I got quite upset. And I was adamant to find out who it was. Never found out. They could
To this day. Do you want to do an appeal? I mean, get on to Lenny Henry, he'll sort something out for you.
Yeah.
Loves it. Dave Benson Phillips is free, I hear.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of, you know.
I'd go for Lenny.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, but Dave, yeah, Dave's available.
I always used to think that I was quite a likeable chap until that day, which made me doubt myself, and maybe I'm slightly less likable than I used to think. Okay. So I don't know a lot of people.
I mean, all I'm going to say is chin up, mate. I mean, you're all right. I haven't been that tempted to write another, I mean, a treatise about you on your Facebook.
Yeah.
So, sweet, mate. Okay, well, what do you want to do?
Let's shrug.
Shrug.
I'm.
Yeah. It's tough. But
I'm mystic.
I'm Mystic Meg.
Mystic, yeah. No. No, like, not pessimistic, not optimistic. Just mystic.
Oh, I see. You're mystic.
I'm just mystic.
You're shrug mystic. Question 45. You always need to be with someone.
What, like?
Well, constantly.
Well, no.
I'd suggest not.
No.
I think you walked here on your own.
Being solitary.
You've made a relish out of solitary.
I'm the wolf.
You've made a single relish. What's in it?
Onions of justice. I like being alone.
Okay, in short.
So yeah, I do enjoy a good
wank. Is that what you're saying?
I enjoy just a good, you know. It sounds like I'm leading towards wank. That's not where I'm going. I like being alone. I like walking around and
in no clothes, you know, touching yourself,
being lost and alone,
wearing ladies'
scared,
clothes,
tired,
being
ill,
picked up by a trucker,
hungry, wanking,
taking back.
So no, I don't always need to be with someone.
Okay, great. Disagree. You don't have strong claws. I don't think many people could say they do.
Strong claws.
Wolverine.
I don't
Sabretooth.
I always bite my nails. I have particularly weak claws.
Who else has strong claws? Wolverine and Sabretooth. Beast.
Unless it was claws, like a contract.
Ah. Or...
Is it claws?
No.
No, it's not. It's claws.
Although we can't rule that possibility out. Do you have any, you know, very...
What are some guidelines?
Intricate contracts you're currently signed up to?
If you are going to be with me... you have to, one...
I'm just going to say I'm going to refuse already. This is already far too exacting.
No,
what am I going to do?
Not do that thing in Sainsbury's where you put all your shopping on the floor and push it with your feet.
What's wrong with that?
I hate that.
I actually did that about 3 days ago.
It's bullshit.
What's wrong with that?
It's that lazy... I don't know. It's just you know... That's my clause.
Okay, to being
the
a friend.
One,
well, we have to rethink a lot of things.
You have to be over 7 foot.
Just full stop.
Yeah.
Just over 7 foot.
That is
so
clause
at,
two.
Like constantly
and
sat
the,
at a height of over 7 foot.
Are far more specific.
Okay. We can leave
so
that alone.
I don't have strong claws.
Apart from those 6 feet.
Apart from those.
48. You like to sneak out at night. You do. You're like a little cat.
I do.
A little vagrant.
I like leaving the house at about 11 in the evening because then, like, because
you're not really sneaking though. Usually,
it's not really sneaking. Yeah,
loud.
You need to sneak.
What about when you were younger? Did you have to sneak out from?
I did have to sneak out. I used to have to sneak out a lot. When I took up smoking, especially. Couldn't have my parents finding out about that. I used to sneak out a lot, and
okay.
Sneak out and go and see various prostitutes.
Oh, across the town, including Elsinore.
Oh, she was a magic wench.
Oh, magic. She had several limbs.
She was old.
Four limbs.
So old. You could see the history of the world. In those
wrinkled buttocks.
Oh, God. I do like...
Here's one where Napoleon saw to me.
I do like
you
to
do
sneak
like to sneak out at night.
I like a good sneak.
49, you have muscles.
Everyone does.
I think
that's
you do.
Yes.
You can move, you're talking. Stupid fucking question. 50, you are a born flyer.
No.
I mean, can you fly?
Can't fly and don't like planes. Open, close, mate.
I believe this is another open and close case.
From Cole Phelps, LAR. God, that's a good game.
That's wonderful. You look... Ah, you look like a circus object.
Do I look like a cannon?
Do you look, or like a mini from which loads of clowns could issue forth?
No.
Do you look like a trapeze?
I do have ridiculously large feet.
Ah.
So put it as a maybe.
A maybe. Okay. I like that. You play with toys, Alot. Alot, you come over and you play with my toys again.
I do.
Oh, Alot.
I like collectibles and those kind of things. So I like.
Right, let's get this out of the way. I didn't mean to sound so angry. Because actually, it's not really something I can be angry about. Because it's quite sweet, really.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
One of our very good friends bought me a kick-ass collectible toy of Sephiroth.
On my recommendation.
And it's... he hasn't given it to me yet. I believe it was Secret Santa 2007.
It was. It was a Sephiroth. It was about a foot high as well.
Man!
It was brilliant.
Do you think he's still got it?
Not. He
lives in the Caribbean. If you're listening, mate, I'd really like that. It'd be great.
You bastards.
Oh, come on, I've got to sweet talk him. I've got to be nice to him.
Oh, what's over there? Look, everyone. Children, come to the window. It couldn't be. Is it? I think someone's brought us a
It's Christmas! Yeah! I ruined it, didn't I?
You are afraid of fire.
No.
Never.
Well,
what if you were on fire? Would you be afraid?
Of course, I'd be terrified, but of the fire, I'd be afraid.
I think you would be. I think that's the one thing you would. If you were on fire, you wouldn't suddenly be afraid of, you know, the oppressive government or aliens or, you know, Winona Ryder. It would be the fire.
Unless Winona Ryder
had set you on fire.
Acting Secretary of State had set me on fire before.
With an alien
herself.
Ray gun. Yeah.
No. Enjoy fire. Not in a sort of
fire.
But more in a sort of like, I think fire's really lovely.
Okay, good. You love to dig holes.
Is that just, are you a diglet?
Are you a diglet?
I do like
would
to
you
dig
like
holes,
to be? What would you do if the entire quiz was just based on this one question? And what would happen when we turn the page and go, you are Diglett or you are not Diglett?
You are not Diglett. Buckle up next term. That's the problem. I love digging holes, but I'm
really?
We've put in so much effort into this.
It's going to make you Doglett.
Okay. I'm indifferent.
Indifferent to digging
I don't
holes.
Want this to just go, oh, well, you're totally Diglett.
That's the last question. Okay. Right, predictions.
Okay.
What do you hope? What do you wish?
I hope I am a Hitmon...
A Dratini!
Hitmonlee,
you don't like to fight. You're not going to be a Hitmonlee.
But he's got legs.
I think you'll be a Dratini. A little Dratini.
Dratini?
Oh, a little Dratini.
Dratini's bullshit.
Yeah, well, you're fucking full, isn't it?
Maybe, like, I don't know, maybe a... Oh, well, maybe like a Charmeleon.
A Charmeleon. You didn't hear my lovely joke, did you?
You made a
Boy George
joke.
Boy George Funny.
A Boy George Funny, a BGF.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be a Kadabra. Let's see.
Click the button.
Calculation.
Hang on, there's a tiebreaker.
Oh, God.
Okay. Paddy, you either have to... We've had these already. You either have to like to mimic people, like to eat, or like foxes. Out of those three things, which is most appropriate?
Like to mimic, like to eat, or like foxes.
So basically, this is... You're either going to be a Mr. Mime, a Snorlax, or a Ninetales.
Vulpix.
Or a Vulpix.
Well, eat is the only thing that must be done. I mean, like, I like
but do
all
you
those
enjoy
things.
It?
I love a good eat.
If you had the option, right, of Sunday roast, a little fox to play with, or
is he violent?
Unlimited license to take the piss out of people.
Oh.
Which would you have?
Oh, I don't know. Wait, a Sunday roast or...
Unlimited license to take the piss out of people for a couple of hours.
No, that's quite mean.
Yeah, it would be fun.
But then again, I'd rather sort of chill out with a fox than have a roast.
I'd love to chill out with a roast.
All right, go for fox.
What about Samantha Fox?
Or
the 90s TV star.
Star Fox.
Or Star Fox.
Fox McCloud.
Fox McCloud.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You scored as Vulpix. Or you've got a... So you were equally All right, let's just get this out of the way. You are Anne Vulpix. Incorrect. The fox of fire that always like a good hug and also doesn't skip being broomed. You do have a bad side, though. I think I'm saying you do have a bad side. Tough. If someone touches you wrong, you burn his face 9 of the 10 times. Oh, that is the most incoherent thing I've ever read. What is being broomed?
I don't know. I imagine...
Is that like when it gets really, you know, a little... Get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Broom! Get out.
Widow Twanky comes and brooms you away.
So I could have been...
So you could have been the options.
So basically it was, as you said, Vulpix, Ditto,
and Snorlax. I didn't say Ditto, actually.
Persian, Gengar, Tyranitar, Machamp, Charizard, Mewtwo, Electrode, Slowpoke, Togepi, Steelix.
That's a Steelix. Good one. Steelix is Onyx evolution. Oh, big cool. Steel.
That'll be the eating rocks snake. Thing that I didn't get.
Or Pikachu. This was an awful quiz.
What?
It's only been rated 3 out of 5. That took so long. But aren't you happy you know what you are?
Oh.
And that was how it all began.
Do you know what, though? What we've done, you know, in a way, is given someone with a time machine the opportunity to come back and kill us before we can start and become the global media fucking moguls that we eventually become. So it might come back and slap us in the face, the decision to reveal our origin story. But, I mean, it was fun.
What if it was one of us in the future decide, like, I don't know, maybe this gets out of hand.
Yeah.
And let's say you and I start becoming these sort of two, you know, mega tycoons, as it were. And we own theme parks and zoos. But then maybe we have a row and, like, I don't know, maybe like one of us goes into the public sector and one is the private, or like one goes into like oil and the other one goes into like solar power.
One of us goes into the Templars, the other one to the Assassins.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I wouldn't. That'd be terrible.
Well, no, because then we would have to kill each other. But then one of us either goes back in time to stop the rise to fame, which means that we remain friends, or you have to go back and kill the other one, or we have to both go back and mutually agree not to do a podcast.
Oh, God, no.
Which would be weird, wouldn't it?
It's all terrible.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that. But I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Me too.
Brought to you by Bacon and Pitta.
The working man's choice.
Yeah, the new snack from Edinburgh. Whoa, what have you got there, John?
Oh, ah. I've just got a whole tray of pitta breads, but they're not very salty or fleshy.
Why don't you put some bacon in there?
Ah! Bacon!
Oh, yeah, that would be the advert.
End advert.
End out.
Outro. Fade to back.
So, yeah. Let's, like, we're going to try and be doing many more of these recordings online. Yeah. I hope no one's had too much of an issue with sound quality. Like, it's going to be like this until I get home. This should be ignored. And just remember that... And...
Oh, that's a good one, mate. Yeah, so, that's great.
And so that's what I told the guy. And
how did you come up with that?
I don't know. I shot him. I just shot him. It was really bad. They're after me.
Yeah, but luckily, only our devoted fans heard that, so there'll be no reports to the police. Hopefully,
devoted fans. Hopefully, they won't call anyone, but I bet they will.
Yeah.
We're going to be trying to do more of these, and then it'll all go back to normal in like...
Normal shitty service will resume shortly.
Yeah, in 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, look forward to that.
Looking forward to it. But yeah, right, it's been lovely to speak to you. And
it's been lovely to you.
And yeah, let's
stay
do
safe.
It. Yeah, stay safe. Keep off the streets.
If you see a haggis, don't speak to it, because they're notoriously shady characters.
I know, that's and they lead people astray.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's a real issue.
That's a real shit up
today's
in
youth.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna go and
I don't know.
I can storm a castle or something.
Yeah, I'm going to go and wander the streets. And
I'm going to go buy a sandwich.
There are so many pricks here. I mean, there are in London as well, but like, I love the Edinburgh Fringe, but like, multiple there's a real pricks. Divide between like
human beings and wankers.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're either up there having a great time and all this kind of thing, or you're like slow motion walking the streets, carrying a coffin and like waving a flag that says, you know, Macbeth with dogs or something.
I'd go see that.
I would go and see that. but like, yeah, there's a lot of that. But
well, I bet you can't wait to get back to them.
I can't wait. I'm going to go right now.
Okay, mate. Stay safe. Bye-bye. Love you. Kiss, kiss. Mwah, mwah.
Kiss, kiss. Lots of love. I will speak to you very soon.
All the best to Marjorie.
All the best. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.